Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello there. This is Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady of ProfitableStorytelling.com, welcoming you to Relationship Marketing 101 Radio. Mixing it up just a little bit this week, typically, Gina Gaudio-Graves, Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, would be doing the first welcome and intro and all of that good stuff, and she would be calling in from Florida or wherever she might be. And in this particular week, however, she is currently giving a stage presentation at a Speaker Empire and Impact event, and so she is not here today, so you just have me. So really excited to be here as we're bringing the year of 2012 to a close quite rapidly. Always amazing to me to notice how quickly the time goes, and it just seems to accelerate more and more quickly each year. So we're almost to the end of the year. And so one of the things that I thought it would be really interesting to talk about with people is what kind of things you can do to help yourself increase your mind power in improving things like your creativity and that thinking on your feet, spontaneity, coming up with great ideas, great solutions, and whatever, those kinds of things. So what I'll be sharing with you today to begin our show are some of those things. And coming from some of my own experiences and things that other people have done and so forth. So we're talking creativity today here on Relationship Marketing 101. And creativity definitely comes into play in the relationships that you have and different ways that you might choose to make things bigger and make things happen with promotion partners or with people that you might collaborate for a project or whatever. So creativity definitely comes into play when thinking of relationships. My observation in having seen things happening with Gina's students at Directions University and also my own awakened authors in training that I've worked with is that a lot of times people have a tendency to think in a way that's very linear, very much in a straight line. And they think of the more obvious ideas or think only in a particular track. So what we'll be doing here today is helping you to go ahead and open up your mind, open up your way of thinking. And if there's anybody listening who would like to play and have a little fun here with me, you can phone in to our line at 646-478-0823. And you can hit number one to raise your hand, and I'll check back into the panel periodically and see if anybody wants to play or if you have a question. I don't have the, chat box open because that's hard for me to read, but many people know me on Google Chat. You can chat me a question that way as well. So here is, if you're looking to think about what might be an interesting thing that you can do, another way to, whether it's another way to make money or a way that you could work on a project with somebody or a way that you could get whatever you want, you know, get something to happen, is to first of all give yourself a little space and a piece of paper and a pen or a crayon or a marker or anything of that nature. And it's really good to write down a question. It's better if you are easier to talk things out and record them that way. That can be okay, but there's just something about writing down on paper with a mechanical device like a pen, pencil, crayon, marker, or whatever. It just engages the brain in a very different way. And it's good to engage the brain in as many ways as possible. So if you have a question, that will help your brain. Your brain cannot resist a question. Your brain is actually hardwired for questions. One of the things that I have done since I was a kid, and I actually learned from when I was reading Think and Grow Rich and things at that time, was the power of having a question and asking your brain a question, particularly before you go to sleep at night. So imagine you have a really big question and you were to write it down on paper right before bed and then take a few moments to focus your mind upon that particular question. And then release your brain, your mind, to go ahead and find the answer for you. And this is done with a great level of confidence, like, okay, so here's the question I want an answer for, and whatever that question is, so, okay, brain, I'm going to go to sleep, and you go ahead and find me an answer. And then just let it go from your mind and let yourself relax and let yourself go into sleep. The interesting thing that can happen when you do something like that, sometimes you will get an answer in the form of a dream. It might actually come to you right that very night that you ask the question. It may, and if it doesn't, that's nothing that's wrong or misfiring or malfunctioning. Just sometimes that's the way it is. But sometimes you will get an answer in a dream right then and there. Sometimes you'll wake up and have one of those eureka moments, like sit bolt upright in bed and go, ah, got it, I can, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes you will find the answer coming to you. You know, it could be hours or days later, and it might be in the form of something really unexpected. I've had people tell me that they get an answer in a road sign that they happen to see. Or one person said they were looking for an answer to a question and they saw something on a sign that was posted on a church. That was the thing that helped them go, oh, okay, and they had the insight. It may be that the answer comes in the form of something that you hear maybe while listening to a song. Maybe a song title or a song will come into your mind. I've had this happen a lot where if you ever pay attention to what goes on in your mind all the time. And so I'll find that if I notice a particular song is rolling in my mind, I pay attention to what that is, because more often than not, there is some kind of a message there for me. So here's one example I remember, and it's usually not a song that you just heard on the radio or TV or something, so it's not one of those that's being played, all, you know, like Dongo style right now is all over the place. If you have that running in your head, it probably just means you've heard it recently. But if it's something really that you haven't thought of maybe in a while, then there's probably a message. One time I was working at a job that I actually just really did not like, and I was wanting to find a way out of that job. So this song, all of a sudden I realized that running in my head is a song from Walt Disney's movie Pinocchio, I Got No Strings to Hold Me Down, to make me fret or make me frown, etc. That song was going through my head. And I went, okay, yeah, I can tell. Need to be getting out of here. it's just funny how the mind will do things like that. So realize that anything that might happen in your experience, whether it's a song running on your head, or you might read a headline online or somebody's Facebook wall post or It could be a line on a TV show. It could be something a friend says to you, and it just triggers a connection in your mind. Brain is a wonderful thing. It has its places where it can truly be a saboteur, and it also has its places where it can be your absolute best friend. The place where the brain can be your best friend and do you so much wonderful good is when you ask it a question, you let it show you something, let it use that reticular activator that's always looking for connections. And you let that brain find things for you and give you that kind of information. So that's really fun. Yeah, so that was that Pinocchio story was pretty fun. Seeing something in a church sign that a friend of mine did, that was the answer for her. You just never know exactly where it's going to come from. And that is a beautiful thing. So that's where the mind is great. Give it something to solve. Give it a question. Give it a puzzle. Tell it to go off while you're busy doing other things. Just let it go off and find those connections for you. And when you're really looking and just knowing, you don't have to be constantly stewing over the question all the time, but knowing that you're going to have an answer and letting your brain go to it while you're busy doing other things is going to definitely help you a lot. It is no accident whatsoever that so many scientists have come up with their discoveries when they were working intensely on the particular question before them, and then they would go take a walk, go take a nap, go to bed at night and get an answer some other time, anything like that, because that stepping away from the issue before you is what will also help your brain. For me, one of the things that I love to do and when I'm working through something is to go for a walk. And if I can't do the walk outside, I will often get on my trusty rebounder and I will bounce and maybe talk something out. I can't be writing while I'm bouncing, but being in motion oftentimes will kind of help shake things loose for me. So that's something that I like to do when I have a question. And that question could be anything from what would be a good book title or a subtitle or something like that, or it could be a question that I'm working on. So that's something I hope will be helpful to you in sparking your own creativity and sparking some interesting ways to help get your mind going. And just realizing that the answers will be there for you. The how to do stuff is never something that you have to worry about. The how kind of questions are the kind of things that you can always either hire or barter or whatever and get somebody else to do for you. So you know, if somebody is going to spend so much time worrying about something like how do I make a table of contents in Microsoft Word, well, you know, you can look at a tutorial yourself or just have somebody do that piece for you. That is much more productive than spending a lot of time having to learn something that's not in your skill, not in your true desire to learn, and nothing that you really need to waste your valuable energy on when you can find another way to get that done. So the question is not really going to be the how do I question that you're going to set your brain off looking for answers for you. It's going to be more the questions of what might be a great way to do something, how could you make something bigger, and really tapping into your why. Your why is going to be the biggest thing. Because once you know the why, oftentimes you'll discover that the how will take care of itself. I've seen so many situations recently where getting a couple of people together where one person is an entrepreneur, has a great skill, maybe is not very technical, and will team up with somebody who is very technical so that each of them can be in their strengths. The great tech person doesn't have to try to be the business mind or entrepreneur, and the entrepreneur doesn't have to squinch themselves into an uncomfortable role and become a tech person and deal with all the innards of their website and all those other kinds of things. So that's just an example. So those kind of things are helping to get you to open up and helping you to realize that there are going to be answers there for you as you need them. Now, let me see here. I'm looking for something for you, so please bear with me for just a moment. Oh, Miss Molly, my dog just flopped down on the floor and went, What, my dog? What is it? Silly thing. You're just so funny. Okay. I wanted to play something for you here. And I wanted to play for you. We played this particular clip before, but it's just really so good that I wanted to bring this one back for you. Oops, except that I just lost my place. So sorry. Do-do-do. Okay, here, I found it. So this is going to be when you're working on your creativity, making things happen, thinking bigger, thinking bolder, any of those type of things that are helping you to stretch your mind, it's really good to consider your level of commitment. So here is one of our guests from quite a while back, Scott Armstrong.
Well, I'll tell you that I started studying the powers of the mind when I was a kid, which I know sounds, you know, kind of odd for a lot of folks, but I really have. And so a lot of my life, I've thought, gosh, the mind is so powerful. And if it's true what they've always said, that you use maybe 10% of the capacity that you have, and which, you know, is probably pretty close to, right, and that most of the thoughts tend to be negative, I noticed that in times when things are going on that would seem to make you think, well, perhaps you should live in fear like everybody else, but yet I'm in a space where most of my thoughts are toward the future, towards creating good things, towards recognizing the abundance that I have in my life, recognizing how wealthy and prosperous that I am. And, of course, we all know the things happening in the economy, but how we think is our choice. And we are ultimately responsible for our thoughts, our words, our deeds, and really starting with those thoughts. I notice in the way that I speak that it's very different. An example I've shared on this show is recently was wanting to remind somebody about something, and whereas most people would say, don't forget your water or whatever, I said, remember your water. And even in that, in the way that I'm speaking is different because I'm affirming what is that we want, not what we don't want. Say, not saying don't forget your keys, but remember your keys or things of that nature. So I noticed it in there. I noticed that I have an amazing bounce back from things that might seem to be perhaps a setback or a difficulty where I know that's just opening up my life for something better to move in and to come in. And the only way to make room for new and better is to get rid of old and clutter and anything that's holding you back.
Get rid of that stinking thinking.
Yeah, exactly. And Scott, you have an amazing story about the power of affirmations. You dedicate an entire chapter of Boston Marathon or Bus to it. I'd love for you to share your story.
Right. Before we go into that, Rhonda, I just want to, another thing I share with my clients, it's been very helpful, is that when you're doing the affirmations, you're taking control of your thoughts, you're feeding your mind with the affirmations, the good books, the CDs. What happens is, I mentioned, the stinking thinking goes away because all these positive thoughts kind of just take over your mind, and the negative thoughts can't come in again, and it just crowds them out.
Right.
And that's so important. That's why you just start doing the affirmations daily and just see what happens. Take the challenge. And we just gave you some good ones today. But my book, Boston Marathon or Bust, never would have come about if it wasn't for affirmations. And the biggest dream of my entire life was to qualify for and run the Boston Marathon. It took me 12 years to get there, and I finally did it. I hired a coach, and that's the last chapter of my book. You have to have a coach or a mentor to take it to the next level. I hired a U.S. Olympian, got after it, qualified for Boston, But during that process, it wasn't easy. Success isn't easy.
No.
And so here I am. I was in the best shape of my life. I'm in Chicago. I finally got smart, and I picked a flat marathon. The other ones I ran were like the Big Sur, Catalina Island, these hilly marathons. And my coach said, Scott, let's just pick a flat course and let's go for it. So chose Chicago. Had a great running partner, Dr. David Shank. We trained for about 4 months. I was never more ready for anything in my entire life. I wanted it. I knew this was the time. And a marathon is 26.2 miles. It's a long way.
Yep.
And I had to run an average of 7 minute miles for that whole time frame, and it's not easy. But here I am. I'm right on pace at mile 16. And at mile 16, all of a sudden, the wheels were falling off the bus. I wasn't feeling good. The stinking thinking started to come in. Why are you doing this? What are you doing out here? You jerk. All that stuff that starts, the negative thinking just started, you know, bombard my mind. And all of a sudden, I just pivoted. I did the flip switch. I said, Scott, come on, let's get the positive thinking going. And all of a sudden, Scott, you can do it. You're the best. You're a winner. Over and over and over again, I'm getting stronger and stronger. So I just bombarded my mind with all these positive affirmations, positive self-talk, if you will. And I had 10 miles to go. So 10 miles, I became my own best friend and just started to talk to myself instead of listening to myself. So long story short, I qualified for Boston, achieved the biggest dream of my life. And if it was not for the affirmations, I never would have accomplished that goal. Never, ever. And it was just an incredible experience, and it's one of the biggest accomplishments in my life. And it's not an easy feat to get in there, as you know, Rhonda.
Well, no, it's not. And just running a marathon, I mean, the thought of that alone, never mind if it's Boston or which one it is, but just running that long in a competitive way that you're attempting to cross the finish line sooner rather than later, you know.
Right,
that
exactly.
And then doing it in one of the most well-known, even people who know virtually nothing about running, as I'm one of those, I don't follow a lot of the things, but who has not heard of Boston Marathon? In much of the United States and much of the world, you have, and that is just an amazing feat. And without affirmations, you might have been one of those guys at the side of the road sitting defeated, you know, because you didn't finish, but because you became your own best friend, you used those affirmations, you decided to not listen to the junk in your head on the stinking thinking, but to use affirmations to tell
mm-hmm.
yourself you are strong, capable, and successful, that really did allow you to make it. You certainly had the training. You had the other pieces in place. Without the mindset, you wouldn't have been where you ended up.
No, so affirmations are great. And if you're not doing affirmations today, make it a goal to do it, and we can give you some great affirmations and just the ones I read and everything else, and mark my words, they're very powerful.
Absolutely. So there are some stories. Another story of affirmations that I would love for you to share has to do with a water tank. Would you share that story with us?
Yeah, I went to a seminar 3 years ago in San Diego with John Osteroth, and it was just an incredible story. And John Osteroth was with The Secret, very successful, great guy. Really believes in the affirmations and how powerful they are. They talk about it in The Secret and everything else. And he talked about one of his friends that was starting a company, a small business, and, you know, the majority of small businesses fail. I think it's like 80% of new businesses fail. And so what he did every day, he got in the shower, he laminated his affirmations. Like I teach my clients, put your affirmations around the house. But he knew that every morning he had to take a shower, so he was committed to doing those affirmations for 10 minutes every morning. And he knew that he needed to have that new mindset to create this new company and make it successful, because he knew the odds were against him. So he started to do it. He's getting good at doing the affirmations. He was doing them every single day. But he said, you know what? 10 minutes is not enough. And this is a true story. So what he did was he went out and got a big water heater, another water heater. So he was guaranteed at least a 20-minute shower, so he could double the amount of time that he was in the shower doing his affirmations. And so every day for like a year, he did 20 minutes religiously every day, programming his mind for success, putting all those great thoughts in there. And it was about a year and a half later that this company turned into a multi-million dollar company. And they interviewed him, and they said, well, you know, what's one of your secrets to make this a great success? I mean, this is a great story. And he said, if it wasn't for the affirmations, this company never would have even got off the ground. Those affirmations just programmed his mind to a whole new level. He took control of his thoughts. Failure was not an option, and he just had the best mindset in the world. So if anybody's out there is doubting the power of affirmations, just remember this story.
I mean, that is so cool. And, Scott, you and I both read a lot of personal development, books and or watching DVDs or CDs or having whatever. So I have not heard of one person who is a millionaire or who is successful in any other definition of that word. I don't know of anyone who has said, forget about affirmations, they don't work, don't ever use them. I don't think you have either, right?
Oh, every great success. I mean, from Think and Grow Rich to the current books, I mean, everyone, it's the power of affirmations.
You go all the way back and you find books that were written in the 1800s, and they may not have called it affirmations, but that same concept has been a part of us for a long time. There isn't one single successful person around who does not use affirmations. You want to be among that crowd, and if you are in a position, you who are listening, you're working on growing your business, and if you find yourself getting afraid because of whatever, afraid because you're starting a business, afraid because of economy, afraid because of whatever, or you find that you're in doubt, that is a sure sign to you that you need to not only have the affirmations here on our show and let those pump you up, but to create your own, to write your own, to place them, as Scott said, all around the house.
All right, so really good stuff. I love that story about the water tank. That's a great creativity, creative thinking type of a story, and a way of getting your mind into a completely different space so that you're able to make things happen. So, okay, as far as some other things to help you with that mental flexibility, in just the same way that a person needs to use your muscles in order to develop their strength, it's the same for your mind. Same type of thing for your mind. So imagine doing things that are going to help your mind be more agile and more flexible. And in this case, you're not going to be doing crunches and squats exactly, but I'll share some things that you can do to help your brain to be more flexible. Okay, so the one thing I mentioned about writing down a question and then going to sleep on it, literally, you know, asking that question before bed, think about it, and then let it go, that kind of thing really helps. If you are awake and you're not planning to go to sleep and you have a question, you can write it down and then start putting down the answers that you think of and pretty much figure that the first three are probably going to be the least inventive and creative and can really urge your own brain to come up with four or five or six different possibilities and realize that as you get past the first couple, then that will be the helpful. So in other words, if your question was, how can I get across the kitchen, your first answer might be, I could walk. Okay, yes, you could, and that's not very inventive. So maybe then you start to go, well, I could walk, I could run, I could skip, I could bounce, I could use a pogo stick, I could ride a bicycle across, I could get on roller skates, use a skateboard, I could teleport, whatever. You know, your brain starts to go from the obvious to some less obvious and maybe some things that may seem pretty either outlandish or beyond what you might have thought about, and that's actually really good. Other things you can do are to challenge yourself to do things differently. If you always pour with your right hand, try pouring with your left. If you're worried about spilling, just do it over a sink or something like that. You brush your teeth with one hand, do it with the other. If you step into your pants with a certain leg first, use the other leg. Shake up your routine a little bit. I mean, obviously you're not going to put on your overclothes before your underclothes, but definitely there are things you can do to shake up a routine, and that helps to shake up your brain. Right? So be a part of a mastermind group is another great way, because then you can pose a particular question or concern or whatever that's going on. And there is a tremendous wisdom that comes from getting people together, each having their own life, their own business, their own situation, and yet that other person, somebody outside of your own head, can have such amazing insights for you. And so when you get with the right kind of group in a mastermind, what happens is what Buckminster Fuller would call synergy, meaning that if you have four or five people together in a mastermind, once you come together and everyone has this intention of being of service and value to each other, then what you have are not these four or five individuals, but you have an additional group mind that comes about by everyone putting their energies and intentions together. It's really the same type of thing that you can get when people talk about the power of prayer, the power of having numbers of people come together around a certain intention. It's really the same exact type of thing. And so how this can help your creativity, though, does depend on the sort of people that you will come together with in a mastermind. So, in other words, you want to have people who are positive thinking and creative people. You don't want somebody who is going to take up all the time whining about the economy or about their broken down car or whatever. You want people who are going to all work together so that you can do some things that will rely on your own mind and your own creativity, and at the same time, you can also choose to come together in a mastermind so that you get some outside perspective. So get people who are at least at your level and preferably a little bit above you. So they might have people that might have some contacts and some abilities that you do not, and people who have a level of commitment. Just as in that clip that I shared a few minutes ago when we had Scott Armstrong, he was talking about the power of commitment. And in that case, we were talking about using affirmations, but it's really true in anything. Having that commitment level that you will show up on whatever, whether it's every week or however often it is that you're meeting, it's really valuable to come together in that way when you have a good mix of people. So a mastermind is definitely a way to enhance your creativity, and also coming together, doing things in a little different way than you normally do, that will absolutely spark your creativity. And some other things that are going to help you with that whole mental flexibility, Gina always likes to recommend doing logic puzzles. And these can be purchased in, there's a free ones online all over the place, or you can purchase a book of them like at a Walgreens or a local drugstore, CVS or whatever will have them. You can order a subscription just by Googling logic puzzle subscription. There are a couple of them. One of them is put out through Dell Publications. And by doing those, it will give you a scenario and give you certain bits of the information, and you have to then come up with the resolution. And they're the kind of things that many of us just kind of groaned when we had to see the logic problems or whatever in school. but those really do help with creativity and mental flexibility and agility. And it becomes important and useful to have that kind of flexibility and mental agility, because that's what helps you figure out, well, what am I going to do to get to the next level? What am I needing to do to make something bigger and better and more amazing and more awesome. Okay, so another thing that will help you along those lines is to interrupt your thoughts that you might have. So if your brain is starting to give you what-if scenarios like, what if this doesn't work? What if it falls apart? What if it breaks? What if I don't reach this? Or, you know, what if so-and-so doesn't do such-and-such or anything like that? There's actually a song that I love called What If It All Goes Right? And so that is the really awesome way. If you were to sit down and say, what if it all goes right? And then start to put down everything that happens in your life when things are going exactly your way. It's a really good thing to do, perhaps quarterly, beginning of every season, or whatever time you determine to be able to do this. Seasons are nice markers for things because they're a really good check-in point, and they're marked by something specific on the calendar that can be a reminder. So we have the two solstices and the two equinoxes that help to define the seasons. And that is a great way to keep on track. So imagine you were to sit down at the winter solstice is the next one coming from when we're recording this show. And imagine if you were to sit down and write, what if it all goes right? And then let your mind completely wander. What if it all goes right in my health? What would that be? What is that like? And create that scenario. What if it all goes right in my relationships? What if it all goes right in my business? What a cool question to ask yourself and to let it help you build a scenario, to build that awesome life that you want layer by layer. And so you can ask that of yourself in each area of your life. So you would want to include, of course, your health, relationships, money, your business. You can include your home life, family life, social life, spiritual and or philanthropic life, depending on how you view those kinds of things. So it gives you some areas around which you can get your mind thinking. And sometimes that's a little easier. You know, like if you ever go in a job interview and they say, tell me about yourself, and you're left going, most people have had that experience even if you're not in a job currently now. So it's this kind of thing. Instead of just, well, hey, what would my perfect life be like? Thinking of the different arenas of your life, like health and work and family relationships, social, fun, etc., can give yourself a little bit of a guideline that will help you make things move. So what if it all goes right is a great question to ask yourself. And so, to kind of recap, we have asking yourself any question and telling your brain to go off and work on it, getting a mastermind group, doing things in a different way from what you normally do, doing logic puzzles, and those are some really good systems and tools that you're able to use to be more creative and have more mental flexibility and agility. Some great stories about things we shared a little while ago, the story about the water cooler and how just thinking about things in a little different way, you know, what can be done to help you? In this case, the guy knew that in the shower he felt really creative and really jazzed, and so for him, getting the bigger water cooler was the thing that helped him. And to recognize that success is a habit. It is not something that lands upon you one time. Yeah, Tika. That's my cat Tika being loud and noisy. It's not just something that is bestowed upon you once. It's not something that either lands in your lap or doesn't. It's not a case of chance or luck or the right numbers or anything like that. It really is all about the habits that you build daily. Okay, so other things that help you with your mental agility so that you can create that awesome life and that awesome business, it's going to be having a space around you and places around you that will inspire you. So if you have to spend an hour a day looking for that piece of paper or that whatever, well, that's probably not a really conducive in place for you, because you're putting your energies into sorting through clutter. So things like your environment. Are you personally ready? Are you nourishing yourself with good brain food at the start of the day? And with at least a little bit of activity that helps you to not only rev up your metabolism, but rev up your brain. So the environment around you is another thing. What will help you? Well, for some people, it's going to be different. I can't think of anybody who says, gosh, I just work so great in an absolute pigsty mess. So eliminating clutter is a kind of obvious one, but if there are certain colors or certain things that make you smile, have those things around you. Near my computer, I have this wonderful, it's actually meant to go outside because it's made out of materials that are sun and water resistant, but it's a hot air balloon with a ribbon trailing off the bottom, and it spins around if there's a wind or a breeze from a ceiling fan in the right way. I cannot help but smile when I see hot air balloons. And one of the things on my bucket list is to ride in a hot air balloon. Right? So for me, having that around automatically will lift my spirits. And by lifting my spirits and helping me be in an awesome place, how can that not help your creativity and mental agility? So having that tremendous environment will make a really big difference for you. So I've given you a whole bunch of tips through this time to help you be agile in your mind, help you be really creative and get that spark going. And so then let's talk a little bit about the why and how this is going to help you in your business, aside from, you know, just the general things of maybe coming up with better ideas or whatever. It's really helpful to you in terms of relationship marketing when you are mentally agile and really creative. It can help you come up with really different and unique ways to make things happen. And it can help you to think bigger and think smarter and think relationships. So, for example, we've had Simon Mannering of WeFirstBranding.com and the WeFirst Blueprint, who has been helping with that whole connection to social causes. There is a pedometer that's called Strive, STRIIV, which I happen to love. I'm wearing right now, pacing around, getting all kinds of steps. And part of what happens with Strive is, besides just measuring things like your steps and calories burned and different things of that nature, this Strive is also empowering you to have a sponsor donate for a charitable cause. And currently there are three. There's rainforest, there's clean water, and there's polio vaccines for children. So imagine going, well, gee, how could we maybe make Strive work for other people? So Gina is working on ways to get the Strive to be open to having entrepreneurs do sort of a white label of it. So there are things like that where you go, oh, yeah, this would be really cool. How do we make this happen? Well, you know, just start thinking of who would be the decision maker, who would be that person. Imagine that you have people in your network on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or in your email, you know, just contacts that you have in other ways. And look at those not just as, oh, yeah, so-and-so has written this book or does that, but start to think about, huh, gee, so-and-so reaches the same audience that I'm looking to reach. What might we do together that would help me serve their audience and grow my business bigger at the same time? And so it doesn't have to be a thing of I send to your list and you send to mine, a kind of a cross promotion, but it could be something really creative. Sure, it could be a webinar or a teleseminar that you do for their audience where you promote a product of yours using their affiliate link so they get a commission, and that's great. Maybe it's planning a particular event together. I'm working with some people to where they're adding some value into my Awakened Author Challenge. And as people come through the challenge, they will always get that information as long as the partner continues to promote. So the why they'd want to promote something that's free is partly because they could sell more of their stuff. If they cease promoting and being a part of that, I would pull out that particular offer and find something similar by somebody else who will do the promotion. So this way, it helps me add more value to people taking my free challenge. It also could be a source of income for me because there's a product that's going to be offered at the end of their whatever it is, audio or webinar or whatever, and that's going to mean commissions for both myself and the product creator. And it's definitely a win for that other person because now they're reaching a whole new audience, and all they have to do is be willing to share it with their own community, and it would be a value add for their people in their community. So look for those ways to stretch beyond what may seem the most obvious things. And stretch beyond that feeling that, well, what could I possibly have to offer? If I only have a list of 0 people or 10 people or 500 people and they have thousands or tens of thousands or whatever. Value is not measured in list size alone. Yes, that's one way. Yes, I call it the measuring contest, and you can imagine what word I might put in front of that, but it's not the only way of measuring value. As an example, there is a group collaborative book project, and one of the bestseller groups on Facebook that I'm a part of was going to do this book, and they asked me if to contribute and not have to pay the fee that the others were paying. And they said, because I've added so much value and have helped so many people in the book, in the group. I did this by writing book reviews for people when they had a book coming out. I would get that book, if they had a free download or get it from them or whatever, and then write a review, which definitely helps them. On certain books, I would share with my own contacts if it was something that would be relevant to somebody who is a business owner and who is a socially minded type of a business owner. So many times I would actually help promote their book because I thought, hey, you know, you're interested in what I'm doing, you might actually like this. So by adding that value, there was never a question of what's your list size or tit for tat or whatever, because I had already shown up and given generously of the skills that I had. And it's no different for you. We all have our special mojo, our special magic, but it's not that I have something that you could never possibly possess. You know, you might be good at something that I'm not good at or whatever, but as far as making these kind of connections, anybody can do this. And just because Gina happens to be a complete master at it doesn't mean that you can't also start to think beyond the usual, beyond the way that you might normally think and consider things. Okay, so start to look for, when you start asking yourself, how can I be of value in this situation, amazing things start to happen from that. I remember when I was first starting online some years ago, I was on a teleseminar and I heard the person running it say, gosh, I really should put together a workbook to go with this call. And I thought, oh, well, I can do that for him. I was going to take notes anyway. So why not do that? And so then what I decided to do was just go ahead, take my notes. And a few minutes after the call, I had sent him both a PDF and Word document. I had pulled his logo, his website, copyright information, and so And I told them, you can use this, change it, whatever, but I heard you mumble that you needed to put a workbook together, but you hadn't done it. What happened from that is I figured it's not that difficult for me because that's a skill that I have, and why not go ahead and do that for him? I wasn't thinking about, well, what's he going to give me if I do that? But as it turned out, we ended up making a really amazing trade that both of us were ecstatic about because gave me something that I wanted and something gave him all these workbooks and notes on various calls and so forth without him having to go and listen through and take notes or having to directly hire somebody. So that was one of my cool barters. And that's really the other thing, is to realize there are many ways to get whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you're hoping to bring about. It can be bartering. It can be, you know, you may take programs and things, and I certainly always recommend that you have a mentor or someone to help you in different areas of your life. But just realize a lot of times you can get what you want through unusual means. And many times, just by showing up and by being of value and doing what you do, just being you, doing your best, and living and thriving as who you are, amazing things start to come to you. And then you can strategically monetize that and bring them into ways that will serve you monetarily as well. So hopefully that has been some helpful information to help you get into your creativity and expand the possibilities of what can happen for you. And imagine what if it all goes right. And imagine as you look at somebody's website or you look at your contacts, what might I do to serve them and their audience in a way that also will benefit me so that it is a win-win-win, a win for the other person, a win for them, the other business owner, and also a win for you. Pretty awesome. All right, so here's what we have coming up in the next couple of weeks. We'll be talking about how to make things bigger. We'll be having some pretty amazing guests. And I wanted to let you know that as our show gets into the end of the year, it just so happens that both Christmas Day and New Year's Day are on Tuesdays. And so there will be no show for December the 25th, Christmas Day, or for January 1st. So I just wanted to remind you, if you typically have your calendar booked for the show on those days, we have already taken those dates off, and we will be enjoying various holiday festivities and hope that you will be as well. So this is just a great time of the year to start to review and plan for what you want to have happen, to look at where you've been. And another thing I really urge you to do, it's a time of year when everyone's talking about, you know, the year in review and planning and those kind of things. But what I would love for you to do that will help you in so many different ways is to go through and note all of the things that have happened over the past year. And it's really good to do this every season because it's just hard to think of them all for a year. But if you're keeping track and writing down the various wins and amazing things that have happened as you go along, you really can start to look at those and realize it's easy to get caught up and go, oh gosh, it's been, you know, I've had this problem and that thing has been and this technical thing and this thing with my website and blah, 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 and get caught up in that and fail to realize really how far you've come and what amazing changes and differences have come about in you, your energy, your life, your business, and all of those areas. So I really do encourage you to be inspired to celebrate you, celebrate the changes, celebrate the good things that have happened, and celebrate the ways that you are making a difference. Notice the emails that you get or the testimonials from people, the comments that you get where people have found something to be helpful, any of those kind of things. You really celebrate all of that. It definitely helps as you go about the day-to-day. You know, sometimes it's slogging through things on the site or dealing with technical issues or whatever, but to take some time to celebrate what's going right every year, every quarter, every month, every week, every day even, that will help you have an amazing outlook and an amazing time to come. So this has been Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady of ProfitableStorytelling.com, here for on behalf of myself and Gina Gaudio Graves, the dean and founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. And hopefully Gina had a terrific time on her stage, and we will see you next week for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.